In this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast, I'm going to count down my top 10 movie soundtracks.
Soundtracks,
not scores, soundtracks. Correct. We did scores, by the way, if you want to jump back maybe 50 episodes.
Yeah,
it was a while ago.
Yes, it was.
It was probably, it could have been close to a year ago.
Ooh.
But you can find that. It's back in the archives. But this is soundtracks, and we're kind of piggybacking off our last episode when we talked about how music can help you in many areas of your life, including emotionally, mentally, physically, and things that it will help you do. So if you didn't listen to the last episode, jump back one, and you can kind of be caught up to where we're at, because why we're talking about music is because people love it.
Yes, they do.
It's a great thing.
I'm a music lover.
And as usual, we're giving away a bunch of free stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright, originating from the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. He has hypnotized thousands of people from all over the United States. David R. Wright has been featured on news outlets all across the country and is the clinical director of an outpatient mental health and hypnosis clinic located just south of Detroit, where he helps people daily using the power of hypnosis. Welcome, the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright.
What's going on, my friends? This is David Wright, and we are back with another episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast.
Rock on.
Absolutely. Friday evening. We're recording on Friday evening. It's not necessarily Friday evening when you're listening.
Right. But yeah, we are here from 5 until 6
every Friday
Facebook
evening.
Live.
And yeah, and those of you who listen to the audio, join us on Facebook Live. You can see it's... You can see my face, actually.
I don't know if they want to.
They might, you know.
So I got a great face for radio, which is why I stay behind the camera.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
It's crazy. But yeah, you can join us on Facebook Live. Actually, the best thing about that is not seeing me, although some people might like that. But you can interact.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Comment, yeah. Ask a question. Absolutely.
Alan jumps in. He participates. Amy, my sister, jumps in. Yeah. We've had a lot of people jump in.
Yes,
we have. You can ask questions. You can join in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So join us. It's like a party. You can pour yourself a drink, some Basil Hayden rye. And
dark rye.
Join the group.
Or whatever.
Cheers, brother.
Whatever tickles your fancy.
That is Matt Fox. You hear the other voice?
Yes. Thank you.
He's
Dave,
always here running stuff and taking care of technology.
And thank you for allowing me to be here with you.
Oh,
because I learn a lot from
you. No, that's
I
awesome.
I really do. And I do take a lot of what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to mold it into my everyday life.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just really enjoy working with you.
Well, thank you. I enjoy having you. I think I say this with all sincerity. I think there's a good chemistry. We got a good back and forth going. And,
I think so.
You know, yeah, it's good.
I'm still not going on a date with you.
No. You sure? We just talked about nice restaurants last episode. And my wife's out of town next week.
Oh, Jesus.
What in blazes are you talking about?
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
Yeah, I know.
I ain't listening to you no more.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Oh, that's awesome.
The fuck are you?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
We can go through all of these, man. Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, we're here in the Podcast Nation Southfield Studios, hanging out,
yep.
recording a podcast and having a good time.
Yes, sir.
So let me tell you, folks, where you can find me. My website, MotorCityHypnotist.com. On the website, you'll find all kinds of cool stuff, including information regarding shows. It's kind of, well, I will say this, there's just like an ebb and flow as far as shows go. I get really busy in the spring because that's when you have graduations, you have proms, you have grad night parties, weather gets nice, companies do things sometimes in the spring. So as far as like the end of the year going, and often it'll pick up during the holidays too, because people want to get to holiday parties and things like that. But so sometimes like, middle of September through October, November, not a lot going on show-wise. So if you ever thought about having a hypnosis show, either at your school, at your place of employment.
Yeah.
For a charity event. I do a lot of those. That's a great thing to have as far as getting people involved and getting people up.
Yeah.
For your organization, your club, whatever it is, reach out through my website. Yeah.
Engagement. Yeah.
And the great thing about a hypnosis show is you're not just sitting and watching me, because mm-hmm. nobody would want to do that.
No.
It would be boring. maybe. I might be able to get 3 minutes of excitement out of it, but but the whole thing is with a hypnosis show, you get volunteers, and I want to stress this too, because a lot of people think, oh, I don't want to go to a hypnosis show, I don't want to be forced up on stage,
right?
That will never happen for reputable hypnotists
mm-hmm. like yourself.
Yes, like myself. I always ask for volunteers, because the whole point is it won't work if you don't want it to. Mm-hmm. So if I force somebody up on stage, they're not going to respond anyway,
right?
You know. So it's just a good time. And here's the other thing. It can be totally G-rated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll say PG-rated for like high schools and colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want an adult show, I've done those too.
Oh, yeah.
So I've done casinos. I've done clubs. I've done, you know, so if you want to have like fun and have it a little more R-rated, we mm-hmm. can do that too.
Now, pretend there's a poll.
That could be one. Typically we'll use a chair.
Okay,
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah.
Darn it.
And we won't get into that because put it this way. I can make a show that will fit your whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
It'll meet your requirements. So hit me up on that. Social media, Facebook and YouTube, are both Motor City Hypnotist, and on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat are Motor City Hypno. And as usual, we're leaving a free hypnosis guide for everybody. That link is always in the show notes, so mm-hmm. feel free to grab that whenever you want. Just, a couple-page PDF that kind of explains the basics of hypnosis, why and how it works, why it wouldn't work, myths and misconceptions. It's a good, just a good guide to have. To answer any of your questions, and we'll throw in some other free stuff. Just check the show notes.
Yeah,
because I always have something in there to give away.
Go to the website.
Yeah, go to the website, or wherever your podcast provider is. Grab it there
because
they always have the show notes. And now this is the important thing. I mentioned podcast providers. Wherever you're listening, if you're listening to the podcast, if you're not with us on Facebook Live, which you can be every Friday evening at from 5 to 6,
mm-hmm. Eastern
please
Standard Time,
subscribe, yeah. Link, allow. Connect, collect, whatever the thing is that connects you with your podcast provider to my show, that will enable you to just get it automatically. Mm-hmm. As soon as it drops, it'll show up in your phone.
Yep.
You can listen to it at your leisure, but you're always getting updated episodes. And the other thing is, please leave a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening on as well,
mm-hmm.
whether it be Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher,
mm-hmm.
There's so many.
SoundCloud. There's so many.
Yeah, there's so many. So yeah, that would be greatly appreciated. This episode is brought to you by Empower Your Mind for Success, A Hypnotic Guide. This is my new book that I've released about a month and a half ago, and it kind of guides you with exactly what it says. We're going to change your thinking patterns to allow you to be more successful. And at the end of the book, the last chapter, it walks you through what a hypnosis session is and kind of guides you through that. Now, I know a lot of times reading it and doing it at the same time might be a little challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So in that last chapter, there's also a link for a download where I have an audio download that you can get. And that will walk you through that whole last chapter with audio.
Yes.
So that you can just follow along and enjoy the mm-hmm. session.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever thought to yourself, you know, I feel like I try things over and over again and I fail, or, I feel like I'm just spinning my wheels and not getting ahead in my business or my career or financially.
Mm-hmm.
There are reasons for that. These are all trained behaviors that you've had probably since childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to change those, we need to get to the root of those and change the thinking pattern, because the results are never going to change until you change your thinking.
Right. And your life.
It's the whole theme of our show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Change your thinking, change your life.
That's it. So my book covers a lot of ground. It gives you a lot of good things and bad things that you shouldn't be doing and things that you can implement. And then again, it ends with that last chapter, which walks you through the whole process of making those changes. So if you do pick the book up, and I hope you do, and you read it and you like it, please leave me a review. It's available on Amazon, and on Barnes & Noble and any bookstore. Mm-hmm. If they don't have it on their shelves, they can order it.
Mm-hmm.
They will have it available. And with the book, if you've read it and you like it, please leave a review. That would be very helpful.
Yes.
Because, again, helps more people see it, helps me sell more books. It just helps.
It just helps.
So I'd appreciate that. So I think we're, we're caught up.
Are we caught up?
Yeah. So that means we can do.
Uh-oh.
That's how winning is done.
Yeah. What? Who's the winner?
Yeah. Who's the winner? Okay. So this is a bit of a sad story.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But it is a really cool thing. Mariana Wilson and Elijah Salzgeber.
Okay.
These are some names we've had in our last couple of episodes.
You
but,
got it. You pick them.
And Elijah Salzgeber. Oh, wait. By the way, this comes out of Utah.
Oh,
story
okay.
comes from Utah.
Fair enough.
Mariana Wilson and Elijah Salzgeber were heartbroken when they made the difficult decision to put down their dog, 11-year-old Maggie, after a battle with cancer.
Yeah.
All her life, Maggie loved to be in the snow. By the way, I'll leave the link to this, but there's a photo and a video of Maggie, so you can take a look for it yourself.
Okay.
I believe, sometimes I'm not so smart with certain things, but it looks like the breed looks like the dogs the cartoons with the dogs with the whiskey barrel on their chest.
Oh, St. Bernards.
Yeah. It looks like that type of dog.
Okay.
You know, the big, you know, shaggy and floppy ears. So anyway, they made the difficult decision to put down the dog, 11-year-old Maggie, after a battle with cancer. All her life, Maggie loved to be in the snow, and the pair weren't prepared to let her go without giving her one last weekend of wintry pleasure. This included lots of her favorite meals, camping, and belly rubs, but they had no idea how they would get a hold of some snow in the middle of September. Until Salt Lake County Ice Center answered their pleas and transported buckets of ice shavings over to their home for Maggie to play in one last time. A spokesperson said, "It's not always about skates and hockey pucks at County Ice Center. Today was a bittersweet day as we had the opportunity to help a difference for a very special dog, Maggie. This morning, we filled bins, buckets, and the back of a van with ice shavings from the rink. Maggie enjoyed her last morning with her two favorite things, snow and her owners."
Aww.
"Here at GNN, we're so glad Maggie was given such a special fine day, and all thanks to local Good Samaritans."
That's so much fun.
And there's a video. If you have a heart, it'll probably make you tear up because it shows Maggie sitting on her pile of snow, just
does
as
really?
Content as can be.
Aww.
You know, licking the snow,
drinking her bourbon.
Yeah, yeah. Just enjoying the time. Yeah,
it's a St. Bernard with the barrel around her neck.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks. I'm almost sure that's the type of dog it is. It had that look to it. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, to Salt Lake County Ice Center, who just said, "Yeah, we'll bring a bunch of snow over."
That's amazing.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, so that's cool. I told you it's kind of a sad story, but it is still nice.
Yeah,
we like to see people reach out, especially when people are going through difficult times.
God, love the animals.
I know. I always love the animals. Yep. All right. That's why the Ice Center and the owners, to Mariana Wilson and Elijah Salzgeber, and to Maggie.
Yes.
You know, winners of the week.
That's how winning is done.
All right. So,
yes.
Back to it.
Yeah. you piqued my interest last episode when you said top 10 movie
soundtracks,
not scores.
Correct.
Okay.
And I know I explained this, and if you're listening to this episode without hearing the last one, most of you know this, but I just want to clarify.
Yes.
Scores are the music that go in the background of a movie. It's right. Kind of the orchestration, the background, the symphony that plays in the background, the piano, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
London Symphony, New York
right,
Symphony,
yeah.
Williams.
It's the score, right. John Williams, James Horner,
right.
Oh God, there's so many others. I just can't think right offhand. But the soundtrack are music that come from artists mm-hmm. that are probably already been recorded, typically.
Yes.
And they use their music for the movie.
Correct.
So you get the idea now. So we're talking about top 10 movie soundtracks.
Okay.
Boy, was this a tough list.
I bet it was.
I mean, think about how many movies there have been in the last 100 years.
Your top 10 will be very different from my top 10.
Oh, I'm sure. And I think everybody's top 10 will be different from one another's. Correct. Just depending on what you enjoy and mm-hmm. what kind of music you like.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of disclaimers. I kind of went away from movies that are music movies, like Hard Day's Night by the Beatles.
Okay.
Or anything like that.
Okay.
That's about a band and their music, because we know their music's going to be in it.
Queen.
Or like the Doors movie soundtrack.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I love that soundtrack, but it's just that group, and correct. That's what the movie's about.
Right.
So, yes, you're right. So just as a disclaimer, those, I left them out. We're looking at a movie with different sounds. Now, I'm going to contradict myself on this very first one, only because it was too good to leave off.
Okay.
So number 10 is Purple Rain.
You know, you do contradict yourself in that uh-huh. regard, but there are a lot of iconic songs from yes. that album. The biggest iconic song from that soundtrack uh-huh. is Darlene Nikki.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Just going to put that out there in the universe.
But I mean, some of his biggest hits were from that movie, yeah. and it was such a big thing in the 80s. It was like an initiation. You had to see this
yeah.
in order to move forward in your life.
Yeah.
I think I was in college when it came out. I'm almost sure. But I mean, again, some of the biggest hits. Purple Rain was one of the biggest ones.
Right.
Let's Go Crazy, When Doves Cry. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole album. So I am contradicting myself with that one, but that's the only one like that.
Okay, that's fair.
Because it was, and here's the thing, it wasn't a movie about, like I'll make the comparison to the Doors movie. The Doors was kind of a biopic in
mm-hmm.
a way.
Mm-hmm.
It was the story of how they developed. Purple Rain kind of could have been that, but it was not really. It was kind of a...
It's like 8 Mile.
Yeah, it's like a dramedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Purple Rain, again, just because it was just so good.
Mm-hmm.
And Prince was fantastic. Off topic on Prince, one of his best performances when they were doing... I think it was at a music award show. And I think it was him, George Harrison, somebody else. They
really?
Did While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Oh, my goodness.
And he did a solo in there. That is fantastic.
I'll have to look that up. I have not heard that.
One of his best performances.
Yeah. There's only two things that come out of Minnesota. Prince, Prince? And Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett. Bubble butt first baseman for the Minnesota Twins. He was always such
Kirby
like
Puckett.
He just looked doughy, didn't he, as an athlete?
Kind of did.
Yeah, he always did. For those of you who are not sports fans, just look up Kirby Puckett. You'll know what I mean.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, number 9.
Okay, number 9. So here, this was a tough one, and it's funny because I was talking to my wife earlier, and she had her input on some of these.
Of course she did.
And I will say, in fairness, she's an 80s woman.
Mm-hmm.
She could stay in the 80s full time and be good.
Sure. Who couldn't?
I love the 80s, but mm-hmm. I also like the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I love every decade as far as music goes. There's something from every decade that I can pull.
I'm a big 50s buff.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of good 50s
stuff. Little Gene Vincent never hurt anybody. Come on.
So speaking of 80s movies, one of her, I mean, a lot of our favorite movies are Breakfast Club. All the John Hughes movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink. I'm missing one. One major one.
Pretty in Pink?
Pretty in Pink.
Valley
Breakfast
Girl.
Club.
There's a few of them out there.
So
Ferris Bueller? Did you say Ferris
yes,
Bueller?
Yes, Ferris Bueller. That was another good one.
Yeah.
So in fairness, I only did one John Hughes film because I was looking for the best one with the soundtrack.
All
and
right.
I'm going to go with Pretty in Pink with that one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember what's in Pretty in Pink.
OMD, I believe.
Psychedelic Furs.
Psychedelic Furs, OMD's in there.
Pretty in Pink was the title song, Psychedelic mm-hmm. Furs. Do What You Do, In Excess. Love by John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
Shell Shock by New Order. Bring on the Dancing Horses, Echo and the Bunny Men.
Bring on the Dancing mm-hmm. Horses.
So, I mean, just a lot of different variety and a lot of great music in that
was
one.
Was that right? OMD was in that one as well?
I think so.
I think it could be.
I think so. Yes.
Pretty certain they were.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, that's my John Hughes entry.
All right.
Yeah. I did like the Breakfast Club. There, well, again, the one song was "Don't You Forget About Me." Right. That's the
Simple
main
Minds,
song.
Yeah.
Simple Minds.
Yeah.
And that's again, that's a great song, but it didn't carry as much weight as the total in this one. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number eight, and many people, if you're older, you may remember this movie. If not, you may not. But The Big Chill.
You know, it's a big Motown soundtrack,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Is.
Yes.
A lot of variety, too.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yep.
Yeah, that was in there.
Tracks of My Tears by Smokey Robinson was on that one. Joy to the World, Three Dog Night. Yep. My Girl.
Yep. Temptations.
Whiter Shade of Pale, Procol Harum. Uh-huh. We've had a conversation about that song recently.
Yep.
That was your wedding song, was it?
No, that was somebody else's wedding
Somebody
song.
Else's, I knew.
One of your other friends.
One of my other friends. Oh, no, you're right, because I told you the story about it being a wedding song. Yes. Sorry, Matt, I didn't mean to pull you into Whiter Shade of Pale.
Yeah, I'm in my 40s, not in my 60s.
Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Yep.
Good Lovin' by the Rascals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, great soundtrack.
Actually a really good pick.
A lot of Motown, but a lot of other things too. Like Procol Harum is not Motown, and
Alan checked
Three Dog Night.
Alan checked in.
Oh, nice. What did Alan have?
He's got Top Gun.
Oh, that
be
is
on the
another
list.
One.
Yep. And then your Wonderful Bride.
Yep.
16 Candles.
Yeah, that was the other
that
one
was
we
the
were
other
missing.
One. Yes.
Yeah, the John Hughes trifecta.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Kendra.
Yep. Yep. I knew I was missing one. I couldn't pull it out. So yeah, Big Chill. That was a great one.
That's actually a really good pick as far as soundtrack.
This one shouldn't be surprising to anybody who's seen movies in the last 30 years.
Okay.
Dazed and Confused.
I mean, keep getting older.
You know, keep staying the same age.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. McConaughey. All right. Did you know that he's one of the co-owners of Long Branch Bourbon?
Yes,
yeah.
I knew that. I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm telling on my wife a lot tonight, but she's listening, so she'll know she hates Matthew McConaughey. Just hates him.
Like, well, there's
she hates the Lincoln commercials he's in, and every time she sees him, she goes, "Oh, I hate that guy. Just looks dirty. He just looks like he smells." You know.
There was one point where he was on his patio playing the bongos naked. So
yes, I know.
I'm kind of in lockstep with her.
Yeah, he's an odd man, but I think he's a great actor.
Interstellar is one of his best movies.
Yes.
Just going to throw that out there.
Yep. Yep. So on Dazed and Confused, I mean, God, there's so many. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, Rick Derringer, if you don't know who that is. School's Out, Alice Cooper.
Right.
Tush by ZZ Top. Slow Ride by Foghat.
Slow Ride.
Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry Bomb by The Runaways.
Yep.
And Stranglehold, Ted Nugent. I mean, all of these are just, you know.
Yeah.
Fantastic,
that's a good
songs. Number six, and I couldn't leave this out, even though I wouldn't listen, if I couldn't listen to the soundtrack for the rest of my life if I only had one. But
right.
At the time, and it still lives, is Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, a little John Travolta action?
Little Bee Gees.
Yeah, there was a lot of Bee Gees
on
that album.
And probably three of their biggest hits, Stayin' Alive, Night Fever, and How Deep Is Your Love. Now, also, though...
What about Jive Talking?
I don't know if that was on... Was that on that movie?
Okay,
I missed that one.
I think, yep. I'm pretty certain it was. I'll double-check my reference.
But they also had other songs that weren't Bee Gees on that soundtrack
they
that people
did.
Don't remember.
Down,
a Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy. I don't remember that song. It was a disco version of the Fifth of Beethoven.
Mm-hmm.
Open Sesame by Kool and the Gang. And Boogie Shoes by Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I Wanna
Band.
Put on
yep.
my. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And it was a cultural phenomenon at the time. Saturday Night Fever with the Bee Gees and Travolta and the dancing and the disco craze.
Yes.
That was just an imprint on society.
That Jive Talking was on.
Oh, there we go. Yep, okay. Yep. Good.
I had to double check.
Yep.
So I'm pretty
no,
sure
absolutely.
It was.
I was going to list every single song from every single soundtrack, but that would have been, that's a lot of work.
Just go look it up. No, that's another good pick because,
yep.
you know, doing the weddings and everything that I do,
yeah.
I try to find those more obscure songs like, you know, the Jive Talking.
Yeah.
You don't get to hear that very often.
Right.
Everybody's going to play Stayin' Alive or How Deep Is Your Love, all that.
Right.
Nonsense. But if you pull out Jive Talking during dinner, people go, oh, it's a toe tapper. All right.
It also reminds me of, and I'm not going to get the actors right who did it. I think one of the Saturday Night Live when they would do the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. That would be, what's his putz from the late night talk show?
Yeah, late night.
Jimmy, what's his putz?
Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon was one of them, yes. And I forgot who the other one was, but yeah. Those were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, number six was Saturday Night Fever. Number five.
Halfway through.
American Graffiti.
Okay. I have not heard that soundtrack. I'm not going to kid you. I have not heard that soundtrack.
A lot of very, it reminds me of like the 50s, 60s when the big car, like the big car cruising drive-ins, all of those things. But I mean, you have everything from the Beach Boys, the Platters, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, Buddy Holly, mm-hmm. Del Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all that nostalgic 50s car stuff.
All right, so we kind of woke the beast.
Uh-oh.
Alan Benson here, says Guardians of the Galaxy had a great soundtrack, and he's not wrong.
Oh, no. One
first
and two.
First and two, yes.
Both, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Stay tuned, Alan. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So, yeah, number five was American Graffiti. It was an older movie. It was like early 80s, I'm going to say.
Okay. I'm trying to remember.
Little
who
trivia on American Graffiti. Harrison Ford was in that movie.
Was he really? Was Julia Roberts in that
movie? He was a guy
movie?
In a car. Ron Howard was, I think, Ron Howard in it or he directed it? I don't remember.
Was Julia Roberts in it?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I'm trying to remember who was in that movie.
And honestly, I haven't seen the movie in a very long time.
Was James Gandolfini in that one?
No.
No? Okay.
We're going way back because I think it was early 80s.
Oh,
shit. American
okay.
Graffiti. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
Like even before Harrison Ford did any big movies.
He was guy in a
like
car.
He was guy in a car. Yeah. Number four. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this movie. I just forgot the actor's name. I just had it in my head. High Fidelity.
John Cusack.
I couldn't think of his name right off. High Fidelity has a mm-hmm. great. I mean, the whole movie is about him. I think it's a record store.
Yeah, owning
yes,
a record
yes,
store.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love that movie because it's just him just pondering and kind of pontificating and hooking music into all these things.
What else do record store owners do? Yeah. They pontificate. Come on.
So, I mean, some of the best artists, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Velvet Underground, Bob Dylan, Violent Femmes, Stevie Wonder, Joy Division, Iggy Pop. Those are all part of the soundtrack.
Velvet
of that
Underground,
movie.
Aretha Franklin, Elvis yep. Costello.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Tons of people. Tons of
Stereo. Great. Stereo Lab was even in there.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
goodness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
The
and
Kinks.
High Fidelity.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jack Black was on that as well?
Yes. I knew that.
Let's Get It On. He covered Marvin Gaye.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Town Called Malice. That's another one.
Uh-huh.
By the Jam.
Right.
Excellent. Good
so
pick.
So for all of you young people, this list is kind of, you know, we'll take care of you soon.
All right, fair enough.
Number three,
uh-huh.
The Graduate.
That's with Dustin Hoffman, yeah.
I can't remember the woman.
Oh.
Anne Bancroft, maybe?
Sounds right. What artists were on that one?
Okay. I'll give you the songs. Mrs. Robinson. California Dreamin', I Want to Hold Your Hand, Chapel of Love by the Dixie Cups, Downtown by Petula Clark, Turn, Turn, Turn from the Byrds, Scarborough Fair, Simon and Garfunkel.
Wow, yeah.
Just a lot of great songs. Was it Anne Bancroft in The Graduate?
I'll find out. I'm looking. My apologies.
It's a major actress at the time it was, and I know it's an older movie.
We got, oh shoot, of course it goes right back to the soundtrack that I was trying to,
dope.
Miss Roosevelt, Miss Robinson.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
great.
I'm
Odin's Raven.
I'm not batting 100 over here.
No, you're good. I know it's like on it's always rougher on the spot than when you have time to prepare.
The graduate actors. Okay, there we go. Catherine Crossroads?
Nope.
No, it was Anne Bancroft.
Anne Bancroft. Okay, yeah. Yes.
Catherine Ross.
That's
was
what
also,
I thought. Yeah.
Catherine Ross was also that.
Right.
So.
Yep. So, yeah, again, classic songs that, I mean, honestly, who can listen to Downtown by Petula Clark and not just enjoy it?
When
or
you go downtown.
Even Scarborough Fair, which yeah. is, you know, people might hear the song title and think, what is that? But if you heard it, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll know it right away. Okay, we're getting close here. So number two, Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous. You know the movie?
I know I've seen it. It's been a long hot second.
It's kind of centers around it's a girl who is a groupie with this rock band, and it's a fictional rock band, but the music in it is just crazy.
It came out in 2000.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cameron Crowe
yep.
was the director.
Cameron Crowe. Yep.
So it's Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson. Yep.
Oh, fair mm-hmm. enough.
I mean. Sparks by The Who, Search and Destroy by The Stooges, Paranoid by Black Sabbath,
wow.
Teacher by Jethro Tull, Simple Man, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Burn by Deep Purple, Misty Mountain Hop by Led Zeppelin. I mean, just a string of huge artists in that movie as far as music goes.
Jimmy Fallon was in that one, too.
Yeah, yep. mm-hmm.
All right. Ah, okay. Another good pick by you, Dave. Well done.
And again, some of these might be a little off the beaten path, but that's what you get. Okay, so that was number two. So before we mention number one, we're going to just give a few honorable mentions because I know these will come up.
Oh, by the way, Clarence Carter was in Almost Famous as well.
Oh, yeah.
The song, his
yeah.
song.
Okay, yeah, yep, yep.
Slip Away. Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, mm-hmm. Clarence Carter. Oh, shit, Clarence Carter.
So here's our honorable mentions. The Goodfellas soundtrack. I don't know if you remember that soundtrack.
Which, The Goodfellas? Oh,
Goodfellas.
You know, I'm thinking of something else.
No, okay. Ray Liotta, yep. Joe Pesci.
Yep. Okay.
There are
okay.
tons of
okay.
stuff in that okay. one. Okay. Layla, okay. Unchained Melody, Gimme Shelter, Magic Bus, Beyond the Sea. I mean, tons of great music in
yes.
that one. Again, this is an offshoot or maybe an off-the-wall one. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
That
Did
is,
you see that movie?
That sparked such a craze of
bluegrass and blues,
yep,
old time folk music.
Yep, it certainly
and,
did.
And if you watch that, the music in that is so well done.
It is.
It is so good.
George Clooney just kind of breaks out. You're like,
he does. It's like, where
wait. This was the guy that was at ER and was on Roseanne? Wait a minute. Right?
Yep.
This is not the Ocean's 11 guy I know.
Absolutely. And he got a lot of original compositions
yeah,
in that one.
Absolutely.
But great music.
It's a great call out for a soundtrack score because it did spark a huge revolution
uh-huh.
within that. Yes.
Yep. This is Spinal Tap.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are fictional. It's a fictional band, but all the music is real.
Yes.
And it's just great. Mm-hmm. Just great music throughout. Let's do an 80s flashback for these next couple of honorable mentions. Footloose.
Yep.
Little Kenny Loggins, mm-hmm. Sammy Hagar.
Mm-hmm.
Foreigner, Bonnie Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, Flashdance
yep.
was a huge music, especially big hits as far as the pop radio back in the 80s.
Flashdance came out right when aerobics was at its peak.
Yeah. With the
aerobics,
leg warmers.
The leg, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right? And here's a tip to Alan. Top Gun
yep.
had a great soundtrack back in the 80s again.
All right, so quick side note, because I thank you for sticking around, guys, because we're running over, but
yeah,
that's
I love
okay.
it.
A friend of mine and I would sit at the end of the runway at Selfridge and National Guard Base
uh-huh.
when the F-4s would fly over, and we would listen to the opening theme song to Top Gun.
Kenny Loggins.
The opening
Danger
theme song.
Zone.
No.
Oh, no. I know what you're saying. Yes, yes.
The instrumental.
On the score, yes.
On the score.
Yes.
We would listen to that as the planes were flying over. Exactly.
Yep.
But then for us the day, it was Danger Zone and Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Hanging with the boys.
So, sorry, Alan, it's an honorable mention, not an actual number, but it's on the list. Yeah.
Fair enough.
We mentioned Flashdance. So number one, and this has been mentioned, but it has to be in here. There's so many. It just was such a out of the blue for one, as far as a movie goes.
Mm-hmm.
But the soundtrack was just when I saw the movie, I was like, my God, the music in this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
One or two or both.
I put them together because it's kind of like they've both followed the same formula.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Motown, a lot of, but again, not, even though it's a lot of Motown, there's a lot of other ones. So I'm just going to give you a
taste.
It's
obscure stuff. Baby.
Like, Mr. Blue Sky from ELO.
I mean. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. It was already one of my favorite songs, but when I saw Twig doing his thing, and to the beginning of the second one, I was just like, oh my God.
And again, ELO, which is a well-known group, but it's not their typical hit. It's Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac, again, not one of their biggest hits, but The Chain.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, who doesn't, that's just a big one. Rubber Band Man from The Spinners, mm-hmm. Cherry Bomb from The Runaways, Funk 49 from The James Gang.
The fact that they were able to fit Brandy by Looking Glass into the storyline, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. My love, my wife.
Yep. Is the and Funk 49 is a great song. If you guys don't know that one, I'm sure you do, Matt. But,
yes, I do.
And again, like a lot of Motown stuff, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Again, just great songs in those mm-hmm. as far as Guardians, both one and two. And it's hard to split them up because it's pretty much, I just consider it like one thing.
It really is.
They follow the same formula.
It really is.
So I know those of you listening, you're probably thinking, "Oh, what about this one? What about that one?" I'm like, "There's so many. It's hard to whittle down. It really is."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it kind of is.
Yeah, I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of soundtracks, thousands,
ooga,
tens
shaka,
of thousands.
Ooga, mm-hmm. shaka, ooga. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that Mr. Blue Sky beginning of two was fantastic. It just
if you like pina coladas. As he's flying through space.
Right.
Because he had to go and get his cassette player.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks, that is my top 10 music soundtracks, movie soundtracks, sorry. Top 10 movie soundtracks. Now, again, you may have other ones. Hey, just let me know if you have other favorites, something we didn't mention, something that you think, oh, my God, how did Nat pick that?
Right.
Then I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's what I'll say.
And I'll sing it for you.
Right. Yeah, and we'll know it. We'll most likely know it. I mean, Matt's a DJ, for God's sake.
We'll know it.
Have you ever had somebody ask you for a song and you'd be like, I have no idea what that is?
There's been a few times where I have actually admitted that you have stumped the DJ.
Yes, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Can you be stumped?
I can be stumped, absolutely, because I'm in my mid-40s, and when you have somebody of the 20-ish persuasion come up.
No! Don't shut me up!
And they ask for Marshmello, and I'm like, who? Marshmello?
Okay, so
but he's an artist.
To be fair, no, I've heard of him. I have a 19-year-old, so
I got a 20-year-old.
So a lot of the current stuff, I probably wouldn't know. But have you ever been stumped by something from the 80s or the 70s?
No.
Or the 60s?
No, no, and no.
Okay, I'll take that as a challenge.
I have my laptop here with me, buddy. Let's go.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
No, thanks for your top 10 list, Dave. Yep, that was great.
That's it. So that's music, folks. And again, we had some fun with this, but if jump back an episode, listen to my episode about music and how it can help you as far as your mood, your feelings, and help you do some good and help you relax.
It's a great conversation.
Or just have fun.
It's a great conversation topic at parties, too.
Oh, my God. Do you know we do we have a group of people that we hang out with, and sometimes we'll just hang out and one of my buddies, he'll just put on songs and see who can guess it first.
Mm.
It's just like name that tune.
Yeah.
Just
I can name that tune that song. In two notes.
Yeah, absolutely. but he'll just play it and the first one to jump in and say, that's, that's Love by John Lennon.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's just fun.
You and I should play that game sometime.
We should do it. Yeah. I have a feeling you'd win, but.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, folks. That's it. Our top 10 movie soundtracks. Thanks for joining us. Join me next episode. In the meantime, change your thinking, change your life, laugh hard, run fast, be kind. We will see you next time.